यशोदानंदन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जयो राधा गोपीनाथ ललिता विशाखा राधा गोपीनाथ ललिता विशाखा जयो श्री गोपाल श्री गोपा जय श्री गोपा नितय गौर हरि बोल नितय गौर हरि बोल जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की जय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिके। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्णा। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम 12 कैंटो चैप्टर नंबर 3 एंटाइटल्ड द भूमि गीत टेक्स्ट नंबर 15। यस्तुत्तम श्लोक गुणानुवादा संगीयते अभिक्षणम अमंगलग्ना तमेव नित्यं शृणुयाद अभिक्षणम कृष्णे अमलाम भक्तिमभीप्समाना। यस्तुत्तम श्लोक गुणानुवादा संगीयते अभिक्षणम अमंगलग्ना तमेव नित्यं शृणुयाद अभिक्षणम कृष्णे अमलां भक्तिमभीप्समाना। यस्तुत्तम श्लोक गुणानुवादा संगीयते अभिक्षणम अमंगलग्ना तमेव नित्यं शृणुयाद अभिक्षणम कृष्णे अमलां भक्तिमभीप्समाना। यस्तुत्तम श्लोक गुणानुवादा संगीयते तमेव नित्यं शृणुयाद अभिक्षणम् कृष्णे अमलां भक्तिमभीप्समाना। यस्तुत्तम श्लोक गुणानुवादा संगीयते अभिक्षणम अमंगलग्ना तमेव नित्यं शृणुयाद अभिक्षणम कृष्णे अमलां भक्तिमभीप्समाना। यस्तुत्तम श्लोक गुणानुवादा संगीयते अभिक्षणम अमंगलग्ना तमेव नित्यं शृणुयाद अभिक्षणम कृष्णे अमलां भक्तिम अभीप्समाना यस्तु तमश्लोक गुणानुवादा संगीयते अभिक्षण ममंगलघ्ना तमेव नित्यं शृणुयाद अभिक्षण कृष्णे अमलां भक्तिम अभीप्समानः माताजी वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन यह विच टू ऑन द अदर हैंड उत्तम श्लोक ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड हु इज प्रेस्ड इन ट्रांसेंडेंटल वर्सेस गुण ऑफ द क्वालिटीज अनुवाद द रिकाउंटिंग संगीयते is sung abhikshanam always amangalakna which destroys everything inauspicious tam that eva indeed nityam regularly shunyat one should hear abhikshanam constantly krishne unto Lord Krishna, Amalam, untainted, Bhaktim, devotional service, Abhipsamana, he who desires. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, the person who desires pure devotional service to Lord Krishna should hear the narrations of Lord Uttama Shloka's glorious qualities, the constant chanting of which destroys everything inauspicious. The devotee should engage in such listening in regular daily assemblies and should also continue his hearing throughout the day. Purport. Since any topic related to Lord Krishna is auspicious and transcendental, the direct narration of Lord Krishna's own activities, political and non-political, is certainly the supreme subject matter for hearing. The word nityam here indicates regulated cultivation of the topics of Lord Krishna, and abhikshanam indicates constant remembrance of such regulated spiritual experiences. ओम अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदे अहम श्री गुरो श्रीयुत पदकमलम् श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्री रूपं सागरजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजन सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान् सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत श्री राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। इदं भागवतं नाम पुराणं ब्रह्म संहितं उत्तम श्लोक चरितं चकार भगवान ऋषि। निःश्रेयसाय लोकस्य धन्यं स्वस्ति अयनं महत्। हरे कृष्णा। Who is there to take up my duties? Ask the setting sun. I shall do what I can, my master, said the earthen lamp. I remember the story of an elephant narrated by His Grace Baldev Prabhu in his class on the day of Janmashtami. His class was filled with culture, tradition and devotion. And in the pastime of an elephant, which Baldev Prabhu was narrating, while an elephant was eating big laddus, innumerable ants were feasting on the Mahaprasad of the elephant. So like those ants, oftentimes we have also opportunity to feast on the nectar of Krishna Katha, which comes out from the mouth of the devotees. And from such nourishment, we get strength to do our tiny part, like that of an earthen lamp. So with the blessings of assembled Vaishnavas, I shall attempt to discuss on this Srimad Bhagavatam verse to purify my heart. Since last month, we have series of lectures on 12th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and devotees have beautifully presented the topics delineated in this canto, and specifically the symptoms of Kali Yuga. And also we celebrated Balaram Jayanti, Krishna Janmashtami, Radhashtami by hearing His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj and other devotees. Actually, I was feeling little lost few days before Janmashtami. I was clueless as to how I am, you know, relating with Krishna, devotional service. I was not able to connect to Krishna. It was not the same feeling which is expressed on t-shirts that I lost my heart in Vrindavan. It was different. I wasn't able to find Krishna in my consciousness. And it happens that sometimes we are so full of ourselves, we are stuck in our own world. And I was asking myself whether I am doing bhakti for the sake of formality or whether I am looking forward for it. And in essence, I had to answer only one question: do I have love for Krishna? In the beginning years, when I was enthusiastic to practice bhakti, it did not mean that I was loving Krishna. I had great love for Krishna. It only meant that Krishna was reciprocating with His love and affection. Now is the time for me to express my love and affection towards Krishna, and that way not feel lost but remain connected to the basic practices of bhakti. And best means to express our love and affection to Krishna is showing eagerness to hear and chant about Krishna's glories, Krishna's pastimes. And Krishna within our heart knows our struggles, certainly. And He will make sure to uplift us, come out of our puzzles. And only if we give Krishna way to enter our consciousness, enter our heart through sound vibration, then Krishna will do his magic. Srimad Bhagavatam 2nd canto 10th chapter is entitled as Bhagavatam is the answer to all questions. All questions that will obstruct our relationship with Krishna, the process of devotional service, will be resolved by taking shelter of the hearing and chanting of Srimad Bhagavatam. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto 11th chapter, text number 58, Iti Nandadayo Gopa Krishna Rama Kathamuda Kurvanto Ramamanasya Navindan Bhava Vedanam. Iti Nandadayo Gopa, all the cowherd men headed by Nanda Maharaj, Krishna Rama Kathamuda, they were absorbed in talking about little Krishna's pastime in Vrindavan. And they were always absorbed. Kurvanti Rama Manascha. And in that way, Navindam Bhava Vedanam. They were so much absorbed in those talks that they forgot the threefold miseries of material existence. Srila Prabhupada talks in his Krishna book in the same context. This is the effect of Krishna consciousness. What was enjoyed 5000 years ago by Nanda Maharaj can still be enjoyed by Krishna conscious person simply by talking about the transcendental pastimes of Krishna and his associates. And to this verse, in the purport of this verse, Prabhupada says, by our Krishna consciousness movement, we are trying to distribute Srimad Bhagavatam so that anyone in any part of the world can be absorbed in the Krishna consciousness movement by chanting and hearing about the activities of Krishna and be free from all material tribulations. So coming back to the point of feeling lost sometimes while practicing bhakti. On the day of Janmashtami, we had association of His Grace Radha Gopinath Prabhu, and Prabhuji also was talking on the same point. And I was so grateful to hear that, and I considered that as a reciprocation from Krishna that I got the opportunity to hear on the same topic. And that way I could secure my connection with Krishna. Srila Prabhupada gives definition of Krishna consciousness in his Krishna book. The art of focusing one's attention on the Supreme and giving one's love to Him is called as Krishna consciousness. Yes, we feel sometimes lost in our bhakti, but still we have hope to reconnect with Krishna by means of hearing and chanting. And by doing hearing and chanting about Krishna, we experience that Krishna is the Krishna's greatest blessings upon us. Talking about today's verse, yas tu uttama shloka gunanuvada sangiyate abhikshanam amangalagna tameva nityam shunuyat abhikshanam krishne amalam bhaktim abhipsamana. So abhikshanam, this word is used twice here. And abhikshanam means always, constantly. So the person who desires abhipsamana, amalam bhaktim, pure devotional service to Lord Krishna, what he should do? He should simply hear the narrations of Lord Uttama Shloka, his glorious qualities, the constant chanting, constant abhikshanam, chanting, sangiyate. The constant chanting of which destroys everything inauspicious, amangalagna. The devotee should engage in such listening in regular daily assemblies, nityam, and should also continue his hearing throughout the day, abhikshanam. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says in his commentary, in connection with this verse, he gives four recommendations. First, to hear about the great devotees of the Lord. Generally, we should hear about the great devotees of the Lord. Why? Verse number 14, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur comments, he connects this verse to the Rajarshis, the saintly kings, great devotees in different dynasties who ruled the earth and attained the mercy of the Lord. And Shukdev Goswami, we see in Srimad Bhagavatam, he narrates the pastimes of these great devotees. And what was the intention of Shukdev Goswami? To give spiritual knowledge to Parikshit Maharaj. And that spiritual knowledge constitutes these great devotees' renunciation and their realizations about their dear Lord. Therefore, here the narration about great devotees of the Lord. Second recommendation is, hear about Krishna's devotees. Now Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is very specific. Hear about Krishna's devotees. Why? Because there is a remarkable excellence in the stories concerning Krishna's eternal associates. And we see in Brihad Bhagavatamrut, I was listening to His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj lectures, the devotees are praising out other devotees. They don't admit for themselves that they have actually received the mercy of the Lord. And Brihad Bhagavatamrut narration begins with Narad Muni praising a Brahmana in Prayag. But then Brahmana tells that king in the southern province of India is very great. He is doing charity work and he is performing yajnas regularly. So then Narad Muni goes to the king and then king praises Indra and tells about Indra that Lord Vishnu personally appears when Indra performs yajna. And then when Narad Muni approaches Indra, Indra tells that you don't know my history record. Better you go to Brahma. And then when Narad Muni comes to Brahma, Brahmaji tells that, there is a Brahma Vimohan Leela. You may refer to it. Then Brahmaji says, Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambho. You go to Lord Shiva. Then Lord Shiva tells about Prahlad Maharaj. And Prahlad Maharaj, when Narad Muni meets Prahlad Maharaj says, I don't do any practical seva. You go to Hanuman, he does practical services to please Lord. And then when Narad Muni approaches Hanuman, Hanuman tells Narad Muni, kindly you go to Pandavas. Because Pandavas, they received the essence of Lord's mercy. They received personal association of Krishna. For me, Lord has left me. Then Narad Muni approaches Pandavas and then Pandavas in turn sends Narad Muni to Ugrasen and then Ugrasen glorifies Uddhava. And he tells that Uddhava never leaves Krishna unless Krishna orders Uddhava to leave. But Lord never orders Uddhava to leave. Then when Narad Muni approaches Uddhava, Uddhava feels very much ashamed to hear his own glories. And he falls at the lotus feet of Narad Muni. He remembers really great devotees. Uddhava remembers who are the real great devotees of Lord Krishna. And in comparison to their love, Uddhava feels that he considers he had no love at all for Krishna. He tells Narad Muni, whatever pride I had that I was very dear to Krishna is crushed into powder after meeting the gopis of Vrindavan. Everyone knows what I was thinking and what I was praying when I came back from Vrindavan. So then Uddhava tells the glories of Brajavasis, especially gopis, to Narad Muni. And the gopis, they were totally absorbed 24 hours serving Krishna with their love. So Narad Muni concludes that all of these great souls have received Lord's mercy, but to the different degree. So this is the excellence of Lord Krishna's eternal associates. Therefore, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is recommending one should hear the glories concerning Lord Krishna's eternal associates. So first recommendation is, generally we should hear the glories of Lord's devotees. Second recommendation is, we should hear the glories of Krishna's devotees. And third recommendation is, we should hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is all in connection with this verse. Third recommendation is hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur tells, one who desires pure bhakti, amalam bhakti, should constantly hear the stories revealing the qualities of the Lord, Uttama Shloka, which are found here and there in Srimad Bhagavatam, in other cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam. For example, 9th canto we hear about Lord Sri Ram, 7th canto we hear about Lord Narasimha Dev. So Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur tells that one who desires pure devotional service constantly hear the topics revealing the qualities of Supreme Lord, which are found here and there in the other cantos, but are everywhere in the 10th canto. So the fourth recommendation by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is, one should hear the 10th canto. So in essence, today's verse talks about how regularly and constantly hearing Krishna Katha is the basis of one's existence who is aspiring for pure devotional service under the lotus feet of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. Constantly means repeatedly, over and over again. And Bhagavad Gita 9.14, Krishna also recommends, Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantascha dudavrata namastantascha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says, for one who is eager for the name of Lord Sri Hari, there are no restrictions of time, place, etc. So this is very important understanding which Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur gives, that there is no restriction of time, place, etc. Constantly means what? There is no restriction of time and place to chant Krishna's holy name. Nam nam kari bahuda nija sarva shakti tatrarpita niyamita smaranena kalaham. And Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur compares the path of bhakti to the karma yoga, where in which karma yoga is dependent on suitable time, place, person and purity of its execution. Srila Prabhupada says that how spiritual master is absorbed 24/7 remembering Krishna, Sri Radhika Madhava Yor Apara Madhurya Leela Gunarupa Namnan Pratikshana Sva Dana Lolupasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. So this is the exalted position of spiritual master who is constantly remembering Krishna. But for a sadhaka, we admire the position of spiritual master and we try our best to follow in the footsteps of spiritual master. So second part of this verse is, the devotee should engage in such listening in regular daily assemblies. Satam prasangan mama virya samvido bhavanti ritkarna rasayana katha tajoshanat ashu apavarga vartmani shraddharatir bhaktir anukramishati. So in the association of devotees, pure devotees, satam prasangan, discussion of the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, mama virya samvido, is very pleasing rasayana and satisfying to the ear and heart. Bhavanti ritkarna rasayana katha. By cultivating such knowledge, tat choshanat, one gradually, Prabhupada gives meaning to the word ashu. In word-to-word meaning, he says ashu means quickly. But in translation he says, by cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, apavarga vartmani. And thereafter, he is freed and his attraction, ratir, becomes fixed. That is nishta, which is the meaning of the word shraddha. Then real devotion, bhakti, and devotional service begins, anukramishyati. This is the translation of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Vishwanath Chakravartakur says that only by association with devotees does the mind develop attraction for the Lord. This is a very important point. Usually our conditioned mind is hungry for comparison, criticism, commenting on someone. This is the state of our conditioned mind. And passing judgment is very easy, but then to see good in others, to understand their mood, takes effort. So instead of becoming bharavahi, carrying the undue weight of negative thoughts about someone or something, we can be saragrahi. Saragrahi means, even though there are ups and downs in the relationships, still we know one. Still we know that eventually one receives unexpectedly kind disposition of a devotee, and that can really make us humble. Even though there are ups and downs, still eventually we receive unexpectedly a kind disposition of a devotee, and that makes us humble and understand what is the true mood of this devotee. So saragrahi disposition will help us, will help our mind develop attraction first to devotees, and then in the association of devotees, attraction to Krishna, as explained by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And he further says, from excellent association of the devotees, hearing about the Lord becomes nectar for the ears. And such hearing in the excellent association causes anartha nivritti, which is followed by nishta, ruchi. And at the stage of ruchi, topics about the Lord are very pleasing to the ear and heart. And from the taste, joshanat, of those topics, asakti, which is referred here in this verse as shraddha, and then bhava, rati, is nothing but bhava, for the Lord appears. So from the taste of those topics, asakti and then bhava, for the Lord appears. And then prema, which is bhakti in this verse, the prema follows in this order, anu. So in essence, one gradually advances on the path of bhakti. As Prabhupada has also mentioned in his translation, ashu is actually, the literal meaning of ashu is quickly, but then Prabhupada in translation refers ashu as gradually. So in essence, one is gradually advanced on the path of bhakti, as explained by Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada purport to this verse, Prabhupada says, generally people are convinced of the impersonal feature of the absolute truth. Because they do not associate with devotees, they cannot understand the absolute truth, can be a person and have a personal activities. And this is a very difficult subject matter. And unless one has a personal understanding of the absolute truth, there is no meaning to devotion. So in one sense, we need to develop a personal connection with Krishna. Though Prabhupada, he mentions this about personal connection in context of repeating Mayava, still as a devotee, we should understand that in one sense, we need to develop a personal connection with Krishna, without which one cannot make any appreciable advancement on the path of bhakti. And to say simply, everything begins with hearing about Krishna in the association of devotees. And Srila Prabhupada, in his class on Nectar of Devotion, he speaks that material rasa is being experienced in different types of bodies. Karanam guna sangasya sat asat yoni janmasu. But what about spiritual or bhakti rasa? Spiritual rasa or bhakti rasa is experienced in the association of devotees. As Narottam Das Thakur says, tadera charana sevi bhakta sanevas. Prabhupada mentions one's aim of life should be to serve the acharyas. To put it simply, everything what we have discussed. Devotee's aim of life should be to serve the acharyas. Acharya upasanam. Prabhupada says, so our acharyas in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradayas are six Goswamis of Vrindavan. And if we associate with them, then our life is successful. So Prabhupada is referring to the Nectar of Devotion book. So Bhakti Rasamrut Sindhu, if we read regularly, try to understand, this means we are associating with Srila Rupa Goswami. And when we act accordingly, then we are serving the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami. So this is a very important point Prabhupada makes here. Rupa Raghunatha Pade Haibe Akoti Kabe Ama Bhujabase Yugala Priti. So Narottam Das Thakur is such an exalted acharya, Prabhupada mentions. He is teaching us, don't try to understand Yugala Priti, the love affairs between Radha and Krishna, by your own concoction. No, you should first of all try to serve the six Goswamis and understand how they are directing us on the path of bhakti. Just like this Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami is not teaching in the beginning the pastime about pastimes of Radha and Krishna. No, he is first giving training. First of all, he is helping us to cultivate the aspiration for pure devotional service. And Prabhupada says in his lecture, in this particular lecture, devotional relationship with Krishna, you cannot establish artificially. We cannot artificially constantly chant about Krishna. Everyone has got a particular relationship with Krishna in his original constitutional position. That will be revealed gradually. Again, Prabhupada is emphasizing the word gradually. That will be revealed gradually as you advance in devotional service in the prescribed rules and regulations, as they are directed in the Shastras and by spiritual master, Vaidhi Bhakti. So, Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Karaye Uday. So, Prabhupada says, this word Uday, this very word Uday, it refers just like a sun. Sun becomes visible when the sun rises automatically. You cannot force the sun to rise at dead of night. That is not possible. Sun will rise. Sun will take his own time to arise. You just wait. When the time will be right, morning 6 o'clock, you will find the sun in the sky. This is what Prabhupada says. So everything is gradual. We cannot artificially imitate that and think that I can constantly think about Krishna. So in essence, we cannot artificially come to the platform of pure devotional service, and we also need not to be depressed for being unable to immediately rise to the standard of bhakti, where we are always absorbed in Krishna. As Prabhupada further elaborates, that we need to have patience and enthusiasm to render devotional service unto Krishna. So it requires enthusiasm. So a person can become a preacher if he has got a life. That's what Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur would say. A dead man cannot become a preacher. So you must be very enthusiastic that I shall preach the glories of the Lord to my best capacity. Like that earthen lamp. It is not that one has to become very learned scholar to become a preacher. Simply it requires enthusiasm. My Lord is so great, so kind, so beautiful, so wonderful. So I must speak something about my Lord. So this is enthusiasm. And this is the qualification. Enthusiasm is the qualification. You may not know Krishna very perfectly. It is not possible to know Krishna 100%. Krishna is unlimited. That is not possible to understand Krishna completely. But Krishna reveals as far as possible, we can understand. That is Krishna's kindness. So if we are sincere servant of Krishna, and if we serve patiently, then Krishna reveals. So sometimes we have experience of a heavy head after hearing long hours of Krishna Katha. We lose patience to remain patient, and we lose enthusiasm to remain enthusiastic. So why we are not attracted to hearing Krishna Katha always? As mentioned in this verse, abhikshanam, always. Why we are not attracted to hearing Krishna Katha? Though we know we need to be patient, we need to be enthusiastic, but still there is a struggle to remain patient and enthusiastic while practicing bhakti. So one thing which can help us is that His Grace Nanda Dulal Prabhu, very precisely he was mentioning in his lecture on the day of Radhashtami, aham and mama, these are two most popular words in our life. Who am I? I am this, I am that. N number of definitions of who am I. And what is yours? My property, my home, my name, my fame, and so on. And he was comparing this conception of mama and aham with the exalted position of Vrajavasis. What is their aham and mama? They also have aham and mama. And what is their aham and mama? I am Krishna's and Krishna is mine. So their aham and mama is very simple in connection with Krishna, but our aham and mama is of many branch. His Grace Vrajbihari Prabhu was mentioning in his lecture series on the occasion of Janmashtami that we need to have a quality of self-effacing nature, not claiming attention for oneself, being in the background. We need to step back and allow Krishna to be in front. Not only Krishna, but also other devotees. If we can start making ourselves in the background, then we will begin to truly glorify Krishna. We'll be able to appreciate Krishna. So some of the greatest devotees of Krishna are greatest devotees because they have this nature of keeping themselves behind and Krishna and Krishna's devotees in the front. In case of us, Krishna exists because He can fulfill my desires, and that is not the right thing. So to substantiate this point of self-effacing nature in Brihad Bhagavatamrut, which we discussed briefly in the beginning, we see the culture of Vaishnavism. Everyone is very eager to give credit and praise to other devotees. Everyone is feeling themselves insignificant, dainya, humble. So this quality can help us. If we come out of our own world, if we keep ourselves in the background for sometimes in a day at least, and then we can focus on Krishna, and that way we can get attracted to Krishna, though it is gradual, but it is certain. So to say I am insignificant and to maintain such consciousness at times is both different things. But still, it is our duty to impress upon our consciousness this fact that I am very insignificant. And in conclusion, Srila Prabhupada talks about artha versus paramartha. Prabhupada says, so we should not waste our time, a single moment. Time is very valuable. In your country, they say time is money. Prabhupada is referring to his Western disciples. So either you take money, that is artha, or paramartha. Money is required in the material world, and in spiritual world, paramartha, spiritual asset. Some way or other, even those who are materialist, they do not waste their time. So we are after spiritual realization. How we can waste our time? Time is very valuable, so we should not waste time. This is what Prabhupada says. And I remember His Grace Dauji Prabhu was mentioning the example of a shop right in front of our temple, the shop selling milk. This person opens his shop early in the morning around 4 a.m. and starts setting up everything. And when milk bags are sold in the morning, he doesn't close down his shop. He keeps his shop remains open throughout the day to do more business, to earn more money. So this is what, as a devotee, we can take some inspiration from these people who are after money, artha versus paramartha. There is a song rendered by His Holiness Bhakti Charu Swami Maharaj in Krishna Bhavanamrutam album volume 1. And this song was pictured on the actor playing Gaur Mohan Dev. So this song is very nice. Bhaja Govinda, Bhaja Govinda, Bhaja Govinda ka naam re. Govinda ke naam bina tere, koi na aave kaam re. Bhaja Govinda, Bhaja Govinda, Bhaja Govinda ka naam re. Govinda ke naam bina tere, koi na aave kaam re. Ye jeevan sukh dukh ka mela, duniya dhari worldliness, sapno ka khela. Ye jeevan sukh dukh ka mela, duniya dhari sapno ka khela. Jana tujhko pade akela, Bhajare Harika Namare Dhamare. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam Mahapurana ki jai.